Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I'm so excited to hang out with you guys again today. Remember, if you are serious about taking your cleaning company to the next level, getting the time, the money, the freedom that you've always wanted, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now and check out the video I just made for you on the five shifts that you and your cleaning company need to change to get the cleaning company that you've always dreamed of. Today, we are chatting with Nikki Kennington from Clean B Housekeepers. They just started 3 months ago in the North Carolina area, so she's brand new. If you want to reach out to Nikki and her team, you can hold them at www.cleanbhousekeepers.com. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. What on God's green earth possessed you 3 months ago to leave your life as a normal civilian and decide to join our insane universe of owners of cleaning companies?
I just felt like I was kind of stuck in a rut of a job that I'd had for 6 years, and I just wanted to do something else. So I kind of sat down and brainstormed, what could I do that I was good at and be my own boss and just make it work? And this was it.
So are you still employed, or did you, is this like your full time? You just went all in?
I just went all in.
You are my new best friend already. So you just quit your job and said, now I own a cleaning company.
That's exactly what I did.
God bless America. I'm so proud of you. If you don't mind me, again, you don't have to answer this, but how many employees, how many accounts? Just give us an idea in the last 3 months of what you've grown to so we can all clap and cheer and tell you how great you are.
So in the first week, I had everything done that I needed to have done to start a business. I did all the stuff.
An entire week, you lazy bum.
in the entire week, yeah, I had everything done except for the insurance, which took about a month for me to get the money. But it was myself and my daughter that put it together. And then in June was when I hired my first employee, my other employee.
Everyone listening to this recording, June's a couple months ago. So you started in April, right? No, wait.
Yes.
Okay, so you started in April. Took you about a month to get everything settled. You hired your first employee in June. So that took a couple months. Cool. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so now it's the three of us, my daughter, myself, and then our other team member, Randy. And we're just here and we're just trying to make it work. So we have about 9 recurring clients right now. And then some, you know, we've done other jobs that are just like one-time jobs.
So that's
kind of where we're at right now.
How close are you to replacing the income that you left? Still a long ways ago, pretty close. You're already there.
Oh, I'm very far from replacing my income.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to pick at you.
I had a really good job before I stopped doing it.
So. Well, good. Well, it's only been 3 months. Like, no judgment. I'm just trying to understand because, you know, everyone's got their own different scenario. So, okay. That's enough me beating you up and picking at you. You didn't call in for me to ask details about, you know, how much money you have in your bank as much as you wanted help. So what's going on in your world that I can help you with? Yeah, so what's shaking? How can I help today?
So I'm just trying to figure out how can I get people to choose me?
Versus other people or doing nothing at all?
Versus other companies.
Okay, cool.
Like, how can I make myself stand out?
Perfect. Let me give you 4 specific things that should really help rock your world. First and foremost, be in person. It is shocking how many people on the residential cleaning side want to go fully automated online, like book online, book online, book online, which is great. It's fun because it's automated. You can just, you know, people give you your credit card number and you don't have to go do any work. So I like that. The problem is,
right,
it's really hard to understand what their pain is and how to help them and who they are as a person and what they're expecting. And there's just, you lose quite a bit. So as the world goes more and more to online booking, you show up in person. Now that said, that's not any Tom, Dick, or Harry that calls, you know, waving a nickel in front of you. We want to go on appointments with recurring customers, right? I never want to go on an appointment if I can help it. I don't even like taking one-time customers, but if I have to, I certainly don't want to go on a bid. But if it's a recurring customer, ideally every other week or weekly, right? I'm not really interested in the monthly folk. And they're your right customer, right? They've got money, they're a homeowner, they've got real pain. They're not looking for, you know, some hobo to, you know, sweep up for a nickel. We want, you know, they're looking for a real company. So on the right customers, go in person. Is that something you're already doing now, or do you do the bid online or email or text or on phone? How does it work now?
So I do go in person
to, girl.
To all of them. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
So whether it's,
perfect. That's great. And a lot of people go, oh, there's no money. Let's think it through, right? If the average customer is $250 and I talk to hundreds of y'all day in, day out, and that's close. I get for the every other week. Some are, you know, some are, I wouldn't take a monthly, so I'd get the weekly or more, but 250 should be conservative if you're not doing monthly customers. If they stay for 2 years, that's $6,000. If a round trip to go out there, do the appointment, get them signed up, leave, takes you 2 hours, not a bad return, not a bad time return on your investment. When you get real big, you can hire salespeople and all that. But to start, I would absolutely be there first and foremost. So I want to encourage you, you're doing the first thing right. Second is understand to be able to solve their real pain. So your competitors and folks that don't listen to the show regularly are going to think that I know my customer's pain. They want the best cleaning and the most thorough service for the least amount of money. Does that at all ring a bell to what you're thinking your customer's pain is or was or could be?
Yeah, potentially.
Okay. That's what most people think, and that's what they're going to compete on. We'll do better cleaning and or we'll do it cheaper, right? That's what you're competing against. The good news is that's super easy to compete against. That's typically not what they want. There's a real pain they're trying to solve. I don't have time with my kids. I don't have time for myself. I'm cleaning so much, so often, I don't even have, my sex drive is shot, my husband's pissed off. Like, it's a relationship problem because we both come home from work and we're neither, each of us thinks we work harder than the other one. Neither of us wants to clean and we resent one another. Do you see how those are big problems that people will really invest to save in versus my house is dirty and I want it to be clean?
Right.
Okay. So first and foremost, understand their pain. I promise you your competitors do not. And then second, be able to communicate that pain back to them and have a solution for them. Do you have any, based on that definition I gave on their pain and why they would hire you, do you have any idea of why your clients hire you, your best clients?
Most of them are, they've hired me because they've had bad experiences in the past. And so then when I go in, I give them a great experience. I give them exactly what they want. I understand their pain that they don't have time, you know, because they work or whatever. So I'm able to go in and give them a clean house and no worries.
Perfect. So that brings me to my next step, which is a unique selling proposition. Right, I use the example of Domino's all the time. Back in the day, all pizza, and they still do a lot of times, we have the better cheese. We have the better, you know, our marinara sauce is real Italian from, you know, my mother cooks every batch of it, or our bread's better, you know, it's thicker, it's whatever, right? All about the pizza, the pizza, the pizza. In our world, that would be all about the cleaning. We clean better, we're more thorough, we look at everything. Well, you know, we'll shave your dog, we're so, and take all the hair away, we're so clean, right? Domino's went from something totally different. Barely mentioned the pizza. Hot, fresh pizza, right? They didn't even say it tasted good. They just said it would be hot and fresh. Delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Very little on the pizza. Okay. So it was a unique selling proposition. The two requirements for unique selling proposition are unique. If your competitors are all doing it, we're a green cleaner. It's not unique. Everyone says they're a green cleaner. So it has to be unique, right? I promise you, everybody was saying, we have the better cheese. We have the better dough. We have the better sauce. We're whatever, you know. So it wasn't unique. Hot, fresh pizza delivered to your door in 15 minutes, or it's free, or 30 minutes, or whatever it was, that was unique. So it's got to be unique, and it's got to be something of value to your customers, right? Right? No one else is doing that. And they're like, yeah, and Domino's was smart. When they started, it was on college campuses. So we got a bunch of potheads, you know, at midnight that don't feel like they're able to drive and can't get any food. We'll bring it to you, right? They knew what they really wanted. Their pain wasn't that they wanted a delicious pizza. It was they had the munchies, and they couldn't leave their dorm room. So they said, they knew who their customer was, right? All the everyone else is like, you know, we talk about how good their pizza is. When it's I'm stoned and I can't drive and it's 2 a.m. and I'm on campus, I don't care about a good pizza. I just want that it's here and it's here quick, right? So they understood the pain. Right. So the unique selling proposition is huge, right? And it could be, I think you said it. You said, God bless America. You said I was going to repeat it back to you. You said clean house, stress-free, or clean house, more time, something like that?
Yes. More time.
More time. So again, more time is good, right? Like, we'll bring you a pizza to your door pretty quick. Like, that's okay, but it's not going to revolutionize an industry like hot, fresh pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or it's free. So instead of save time, say, we're going to save an hour of, you know, the average American spends you know, a scant 3.5 hours making love to their partner. We're going to save you that plus an hour to get a massage every month, or it's free, right? Some sort of guarantee where it's very specific in terms of, we are going to not just save you quote unquote time. We're going to save you this amount of time, and maybe compare it to something else that they do that they really like or really don't like or really want to do that they're missing out on, so they can go, oh my gosh. Because again, we're not selling clean, that's low value. We're selling time, which is higher value, but the chance to connect with their husband or their kids or get some alone time, that's the highest value. So that would be a USP, a unique selling promise that will set you apart. The last piece, any questions on that before we move on?
Nope, I'm good.
Cool. Last piece is ask questions and listen. I stole that from Jack Daly, the shortest lesson in sales you're ever going to get. Ask questions and listen. So many people come in, and if I could record the quote unquote sales presentation, it's, hey, you know, Mr. Customer, we're the best and we do all this. And let me tell you, we're the best and we've got this many customers. We've been in business forever. And the stuff that we use is amazing. And it's only me and my customer. We're going to always send the same person in here. We've got uniforms. We're bonded and shirt. And everybody likes us. I've got so many views on Real. Let me look at your place. Oh my gosh, this place sucks. And they just talk and talk and talk. And they're like, shut up. You're talking about your least favorite subject, my least favorite subject, which is you and your problems. You're not even talking about my favorite subject, which is me and my problems. So the right way is to walk in and go, hey, Mr. Customer, what's going on? Why'd you call me out today? And then you shut up and listen and take notes. And then when they finish, and hopefully it's 5-10 minutes later, you go, so what I hear you saying is, and then you repeat it back to them. So instead of going in trying to talk and sell how great you are, and oh, we're going to get this, and I can't believe there's dust here, and your cleaner left this, oh, they should be ashamed of themselves, this is a disgrace. They don't want any of that stuff. They want you to just ask questions and listen. And once you understand what their pain is and what's going on in their life, if your services can help make their life better, help make their life better. If not, tell them you're not a fit. I promise you that's going to set you way apart over efforts, because everyone else is going to come in and talk a million miles a minute about their least favorite subject, i.e. not them. And you're going to come in and shut your mouth and listen to them talk about their favorite subject, i.e. them. And they're going to want to give you their business. So to sum up, show up in person, solve real pain, have a unique selling problem or problem. You're going to solve a problem with your unique selling proposition, and you're going to ask questions and listens. Questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, I think that was great.
That's the idea. You're supposed to.
While you said it.
If only I was recording this and you could listen to it at some time in the future, it would be great. But since not, it's a good thing you wrote everything down. All right. Just busted your chops. Nikki, let's have the lightning round. I'm going to shut up for 2 seconds and give you the opportunity to share some of your advice. Before that, Cleaning Nation, as we're heading into the lightning round, I really want to take a second to personally invite you. This goes for you, Nikki. Oh my gosh. If you haven't seen the video at growmycleaningcompany.com, especially the fact that you quit your job, you came from a high paying job, you're all in committed, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the video I made just for you, Cleaning Nation, and you, Nikki. It's going to walk you through exactly what you need to grow your cleaning company and give you the tools to grow. It's amazing. It's free. If you don't go there right now, you've got to be out of your mind. That's it. Let's hit the lightning round. Nikki, I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers based on your experience in life, in the cleaning business, and what you know. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received so we can all learn from each other?
Show up in person. That's the best piece of advice right now.
I wish I could disagree, but I agree with me. That's good. Show up in person.
Yeah.
All right. The biggest mistake, I know it's only been 3 months, but if we're honest, that means you've only made 300 mistakes as opposed to 3 million like the rest of us. What's the biggest mistake that you've made in the cleaning business so we can all make different mistakes?
Underbidding my proposals.
For everyone that's a longtime listener is laughing, because that is what probably 2/3 of the people say is underbidding, which makes me crazy because a lot of people have listened to the podcast. Like, I've listened to 100 podcasts and they still make the same mistake everybody says. So everyone out there listening, learn from our new best friend, Nikki, and make sure you bid properly. And actually, I just emailed her the ultimate bidding guide. If you go to our YouTube channel, Grow My Cleaning Company, or youtube.com/growmycleaningcompany, go into playlists. There is one called the ultimate bidding guide. There's only 1 or 2 videos in there. Check that out if you're underbidding, and it'll give you the confidence to bid properly. All right, last question, Nikki. What is, I found a lot of Cleaning Nation are readers, and I'm a huge reader, and I'm always looking for the next great book that I haven't read, or a reminder of a book I need to read again. That said, what's the favorite book you've ever read? Share it with Cleaning Nation if you would.
I just finished this book, and it was actually recommended by someone on Cleaning Nation.
Nice.
The E-Myth.
Yes.
Revisited.
We talk about that all the time on the show. The E-Myth Revisited by my dear friend who's never met me or heard of me, Michael Gerber.
yeah.
Great book, great recommendation. All right, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. I am digging your passion, your vibe, your commitment, jumping all in. I freaking love it. I appreciate you. I know Clean Nation appreciates you. Clean Nation, if you want to check out Nikki's show notes page, the special video I just made for you on the five shifts that you need, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com, along with more than 300 podcasts, videos, blogs, everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.